Whatever your ride of choice may be, you still have to get it fixed. Taking your car in for service can get pricey. Well, you can do a lot of that costly work on your own, and folks like Sam Maynard can help. The Los Angeles mechanic has been working on cars and trucks for more than 50 years. His latest mission is getting drivers to go boldly under their own hoods. Here's NPR's Christopher Johnson.
Sam is that guy who always knew what he wanted to be.
I had a vision when I was 9 years old.
Sam grew up on a farm in Barbados, and he was sound asleep one night when he had a crisp 3D dream about the inside of a car.
I saw the valves, the piston, the crankshaft, the flywheel, everything that is inside that motor. I've seen it.
More than 60 years after Sam's boyhood epiphany, he's still obsessed with everything automotive. He's giddy just from popping the hood of a friend's old station wagon and showing off his handiwork.
It was full of grease and muck and all that. So I cleaned it all up, put new valve cover gaskets.
Sam works out of his driveway crammed with cars in the South L.A. suburbs. His gray van is parked there. It's got big hand-painted words across the side.
Come and learn basic skills. I had that on there for 15 years.
He's been trying to pass on those basic car repair skills to anyone who'll come taking formal classes from him. Sam can't help himself. He's always teaching, always churning out a steady stream of maintenance advice.
You have to check your water every week, check your oil every week, tires and so forth.
He pokes his head under an open hood. Dressed in an old-school ocean blue mechanics jumper, Sam wields a socket wrench like a pointer. See over there? Filthy battery. Keep it clean with baking soda and water. And that swollen hose, it's going to blow any day now. Sam doesn't stop.
When your brakes get low, the fluid level drops. You don't add fluid. Never add fluid. So that's basics. Basic.
Sam says a lot of people just top off their brake fluid when they should get their pads replaced. Before they know it, it's metal on metal. Even then, most of the drivers he knows would rather leave the dirty work to him. He points to a friend's SUV. The head gasket is totally kaput, all gunked up with some kind of mustard-colored slime. Ugh. Sam's definitely upset at what he sees.
It's a mess.
He takes this car repair stuff to heart.
Oh, it's my passion.
As a boy, twice, on purpose, Sam flunked the entrance exam for one of the best schools in Barbados, just so he could go to trade school instead.
I want to be the best mechanic in the world.
Since then, Sam has picked up a college degree in motor vehicle technology. He's done car repair in three countries, working on everything from coupers to semis. But Sam insists you don't need all that book learning or experience to take care of your car. Just pay attention.
Belts, you like to change your belts. You can change your air filter. If you want to get a little bit more enthusiastic, you could change your spark plugs. It's easy. Very, very easy. All you would need is a tool.
Right. Tools. They don't have to be expensive. $80 or less will get you a good set of socket, Allen, and crescent wrenches. Toss in some screwdrivers and you've got a good tool kit for $100. Think of it as an investment. Remember, just changing the oil twice a year can cost $70. At least that's what the Good News Garage in Cambridge, Massachusetts will charge you. Ray Malyatsi, co-host of NPR's Car Talk, runs the shop. He fully supports the do-it-yourself spirit. Ray estimates that an adventurous Mr. or Mrs. Fix-It can knock as much as a third off their annual mechanic costs.
So, for example, if the average repair bill for the average car is $1,000 a year, you might be able to whittle off $300 or $400 off of that by doing stuff yourself. And you get the satisfaction of having fixed your own car.
Ray's do-it-yourself checklist looks a lot like Sam's. Even though vehicles are getting more complex, Ray says most people can manage simple car care. But some things he suggests, leaving to the pros.
You know, replacing something like a broken seatbelt might be within your grasp as well. Although you might not want to repair a seatbelt if you didn't know what you were doing. It might cost you your life if you did it wrong, and I wouldn't recommend it.
Just like Ray, Sam's a mechanic, and he depends on car trouble to stay in business. But he's also a prophet of the practical. And to him, helping folks learn car repair is more about giving peace than getting paid.
It gives people confidence. If they know little basic things about their car, they wouldn't get so frustrated when they break. I really like to pass the skill around because it's such a wonderful skill.
With that, Sam hops into his van and heads out on the road, hoping to win more converts with the Tao of do-it-yourself. Christopher Johnson, NPR News.
You can see pictures of Sam Maynard with his van and find some links for do-it-yourself car repair at our website, npr.org/daydreaming. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen.